Good morning. Welcome to our Sunday service for June 2nd, 2013.
Our church's Credo Development Program for youth was organized into three sections: theology, values, and spirituality. We begin with theology. Originally meaning the study of God, theos, theology has come to mean so much more. It includes questions about the meaning of words like sacred and divine, questions about what happens after we die, whether there is a supernatural realm of any sort, and whether or how we are connected to anything beyond ourselves. We Unitarian Universalists have no creed. We do not require members to sign on to any particular statement of faith. Instead, we support a free and responsible search for truth and meaning. Thus, we have among us a wide range of theologies. In the program, the kids discuss many different aspects of theology. Today, they will share with you the names they came up with for their current theological thinking about the God question. We will hear from Morgan, Jamie, Kieran, Lenny, Aaron, and Maria. At this point in your life, what word or words do you use to describe yourself theologically?
Atheist.
Spiritual agnostic. I don't believe in a God, but I do believe there's something bigger than all of us out there, helping us out, guiding us along the way, and connecting us.
Open agnostic. I don't believe in any God, but I'm open to suggestions.
Anbei Shivam, which in Tamil means love is God. God is the grounding, lyrics of divine. I like to think of it as something that works hard to make you smile.
Passive atheist, literalist. I don't believe in a giant theory. I don't believe in a giant bearded man in the clouds, but I'm not going to impose anything on anyone. I could believe in something that connects us all.
Passive agnostic Unitarian Universalist. I use the seven principles. I believe in a spirit or an energy that dwells in everyone. People, animals, and some plants. I like the idea of the God in the TV show, Joan of Arcadia, a God that changes in gender and in age, and is just a normal person. The opening word song of the show asks, what if God was one of us?
What is your theology? I'm not sure if my mic is on. It's not on. Is it? Hold on. Oh, it is? It is. Excellent. Okay. People first learning about Unitarian Universalism often wonder, if you have so many different theologies, what on earth holds you together as a community? What do you share in common? My answer is, we do indeed have a wide range of theologies. But we share a common set of values, ideas about how we would like to treat one another and this planet that we cohabit. These values are put into words in our seven principles. The youth were asked to consider which principle or principles resonate most deeply with you. We would like to ask the same of you. The principles are listed on the front of your order of service. As they are read out loud, the youth will stand for the principles that speak to them. We invite you to raise your hand when a principle is read that resonates with you. Asked another way, what is your favorite principle or principles? Is that clear? Got it? All right.
There are seven principles which Unitarian Universalist congregations affirm and promote.
The inherent worth and dignity of every person.
Justice, equity,
search for truth and meaning.
The right of conscience and the use of the democratic process within our congregations and in society at large.
The goal of world community with peace, liberty, and justice for all. Respect for the interdependent web of all existence of which we are a part.
The seven principles are a broad... Is my mic on? It is. I should leave it on, sorry. The seven principles are a broad statement about the values that Unitarian Universalists share in common. We also asked the youth if they could come up with a word or a phrase that summed up their values, a core value statement that guides their actions in their day-to-day living. We will hear responses from Kieran, Dylan, Linny, Emma, Tuli, Maria, Morgan, Aaron, Amy, and Catalina. What values guide your living?
Family and community.
I value nature very highly. I strive to be kind and accepting of all people and creatures. I always try to better myself.
Doing what you love is freedom. Loving what you do is happiness.
Live your bliss.
I try to treat others the way that they would like to be treated. Everyone should get treated equally, even if they are different race, age, or sexuality. People have a right to education and basic needs, even if they are from a different country or are poor.
I value people having a voice, everyone giving their ideas, and respecting the rights of everyone.
Be kind to everyone even when it's hard.
I value trust. Give people a chance before you judge them.
I think the world would be a better place if everyone looked at their inner life, each other, and the world around them with a deep presence and clarity, which I think would take a lot of courage.
I believe all life is precious, that it should not be wasted or thrown away, but celebrated and enjoyed.
What values guide your living? As a follow-up to our values question, we asked the youth, when is it hard to live according to your values? Why? What helps you to live your values, even when it's hard? We will hear from Kieran, Linny, Aaron, Marina, and Catalina. When is it hard to live by your values?
When I have an argument.
When some people ignore me or are rude, I try hard not to snap back.
Sometimes I judge people, but then I remember how much I hate it when people don't give other people a chance, whether it's because of their religion, the color of their skin, or their sexual orientation.
It is sometimes hard for me to live my own values when I'm scared or hurried, or when I'm angry, because I care less or because I'm not thinking. I find that it helps to slow down, remember, and read through it.
It is usually hard to always live by our values, but we must remember that what is right is not always easy, and that what is easy is not always right.
If you have a theology, let's say you are an earth-centered agnostic, and you have core values, for example, treat all with compassion, then spirituality can be seen as a felt connection with something larger than yourself, be it God or the web of life, a felt connection with that thing bigger than yourself that gives you comfort and strength that empowers you to live your values. Spirituality can come in big aha moments, the top of the mountain type spiritual experiences that open your heart and give you the calm, centered strength that inspires you to treat everyone and everything with care and kindness. For many of us, though, those top-of-the-mountain experiences are relatively rare. In our everyday lives, our spiritual experiences tend to be more like little glimmers here and there, little fleeting moments of connection or gratitude or joy or peace. You have to keep your eyes open to notice them. We asked the youth, have you ever had an experience that felt spiritual, either a big aha moment or a little inkling of a glimmer, a moment of feeling connected to something greater than yourself that had that kind of heart-opening effect on you? And they had answers. We will hear from Catalina, Aaron, Maria, Dylan, Zoe's voice read by Anna, Jamie. Tell us about your spiritual experiences.
I drew a rainbow because they appear after storms are over. And this always reminds me that things will get better and that there is good everywhere, even if it is hard to see. When I see rainbows, I feel connected to everything around me, and I feel truly happy.
A lizard crawled on my hand. I just sat there and stared at it.
I remember feeling a sense of spirituality when I was in Lake Ontario on Garden Island, walking around barefoot.
Whenever I'm outside, I feel connected to the world.
Zoe wrote, I once participated in our youth bridging ceremony. At around midnight, we gathered around the chalice and then made our way out through the woods with very minimal light, singing all the way there. When we arrived at the site, this group of almost 200 youth formed themselves into parallel lines, and the bridging youth began their slow, hug-ridden path along the center aisle. This practice is called an angel wash. I've never felt more connected to a group of people as I did that night, with the soft voices around me singing and the gentle light of candles and the warmth of strangers I felt like I'd known all my life pressed to my arms as they moved their way to adulthood. After everyone had passed through, we stayed there for nearly an hour, just holding each other and singing. It was a truly spiritual experience.
In grade 9, I'm in grade 11 now, we went on a school camping trip to Salt Spring Island. I was feeling like I needed to be alone, so I walked down to the water and realized that this was the exact spot we had scattered my grandmother's ashes several years ago. I started crying, and as I did, an otter appeared and didn't leave. It swam around in the water in front of me, and I talked to it for about 20 minutes about how I was doing and how Sean was doing and how Mom really needed her, and so did I, and so did we all, and how we missed her. And then, because she died just before my first ever singing concert, I sang to the otter. And when I was done, it left, and there were tears streaming down my cheeks, but I was happy. Because coincidence or not, I felt comforted, because she had come to me when I really needed her, just like she always had. That's the most concretely spiritual thing I've ever experienced, but sometimes when I'm with friends or at church or listening to really good music, I get this feeling like I'm connected with everyone in the room, and I just get happy.
For this follow-up question, we'll hear from Maria, Dylan, Amy, Marina, Jamie, and Linny. When you do experience a connection to something greater than yourself, what is that something? What name might you give it?
Spirit of life.
Nature.
The universe.
Knowledge.
Interconnectedness. Love. Peace. Hope.
When I'm dancing or scuba diving, I feel something greater than myself, and I call that inner peace and love of nature itself. Ambe Shiloh,
which means
Love is God.
Many Unitarian Universalists have found that the more, as my mic, it really sounds like it's not on. Wait, do we have a new speaker in? That's what it is.
It's a new speaker, maybe?
All right. Many Unitarian Universalists have found that the more they engage in spiritual practices, be it yoga, prayer, or walking in the woods, the more open they are to noticing those glimmers of spiritual connection when they occur, and the more inspired and empowered they feel to live their values. We asked the youth if any of them have a regular spiritual practice. Another way to consider spirituality is to think about how you restore yourself, especially if you're feeling low. So we also asked, is there something you do to restore yourself that feels spiritual? We will hear from Maggie, Linny, Kieran, Tuli, Maria, and Jamie. What works as spiritual practice for you?
This is my spiritual practice. It's painting or doing art in general. It always makes me feel centered and always makes me feel good about myself and calm.
Making people smile.
Playing basketball.
Music helps me live my values, and it pretty much sums me up. Because if I didn't have music in me, I would probably not be the same person I am now. It has changed my life so much that I couldn't live without it.
Listening to powerful lyrical and musical songs can move your spirit when you are low. Lighting a candle and using attention, gratitude, and compassion really helped me to be in the moment and take in as much of the moment as I can. This helps me to be my best self and have a good time while doing it.
Riding the bus, for me, is almost a spiritual practice. Because nothing is expected of you, and you just sit, you and your thoughts, and you think. But I consider my main spiritual practice to be walking at the ocean, watching the back and forth of the waves, listening to the whisper of the wind, and observing the hugeness of its beauty. Water is so volatile and changeable. I definitely relate to it.
What spiritual experiences have you had? When you do experience a connection to something greater than yourself, what is that something? What name might you give it? What spiritual practices do you use? Or what would you like to try?
Erin will now lead us in the spiritual practice that we do together every Sunday. She wrote this meditation herself.
Breathe in. The air in your lungs is the same air that was in the lungs of your mother as she gave birth to you. It is the breath of your grandparents and your grandparents' grandparents. It is the breath of the people you love and of the people you will never meet. It is the breath of a tiger in some jungle halfway across the world. It is the breath of an albatross flying high across the sea and the breath of a humpback whale held deep against the ocean floor. It is the breath people use to whisper love to their husbands and wives. The breath that was used to shout defiance against their oppressors. The breath they used to cry when they lost something they thought they could not live without. It is the breath of the first lizard crawling across the sand. The breath of elephants returning to mourn their dead. The breath of a fawn waiting in the grass for its mother. It is the breath of all those gone and all those who have yet to be born. The air in your lungs is the same air that has carried billions upon billions of lives, of sorrows and joys and hopes, and it carries your sorrows and joys and hopes, each as precious as they are numerous. Breathe out.
The Credo statement puts it all together. Theology, values, spirituality. We have four examples of whole credo statements to share with you today. We will hear from Marina, Sean, Catalina, and Emma.
I am neither agnostic nor atheist. I am not ready to call myself Unitarian. There is not yet a word for what I am, but I feel it in my heart. I want to live my life believing in myself. I know that I can look to myself for the answer when I encounter problems or puzzles. When I love and trust myself, I can learn to love and trust others. I am responsible for my life. I have to eat well and exercise. I am worthy and capable. I want to use my self-awareness, compassion, imagination, and willpower to make this world a better place for me and others. I believe the only otherworldly force is love and compassion. Everyone must find their own way. Change comes from within.
I think of myself as an open-minded, non-agnostic. What I mean by that is I don't think that it is beneficial to live life thinking that it is impossible to know what's true. I don't identify as agnostic because I think there is an explanation for everything, even powers we do not yet understand. I think that having a base of values and beliefs is crucial, as long as you have an open mind. That is why I am Unitarian Universalist, because I can have my own loosely binder, because I know there is no identical person that shares exactly my belief. I truly think, though, that having beliefs is better than having none, as long as you are open-minded. I don't think we have beliefs that are concrete. Our boundaries, opinions, judgments, and even memory are changing all the time. So why can't our beliefs?
I am an open-minded atheist. I do not believe God is a higher power or spirit. I believe God is a symbol to help us do what is right when we are struggling. I don't believe there is such a thing as a perfect being. We are human. We all have flaws, and we all mess up. But we also have gifts and talents, and although sometimes it is hard, we must learn to see the good in others instead of the bad. We are all unique, and that's what makes us special. I believe diversity makes us stronger, and that by learning from other cultures, we can become wiser and stronger too. I hope that by learning from others and myself, I will be able to leave this world a better place than when I entered it. I know that my beliefs will likely change, and I will welcome those changes when they arrive. But I also know there will be one thing I will always believe in, myself.
I believe that the sky is blue, that each moment is golden, that to live life to its greatest extent is the purpose. The childhood is fleeting, and that we must take our chances while we have them and make our mistakes count. I believe that the only way to find your bliss is to break the rule book, to just stop and look at what is holding you back, and then keep walking, to trust that the earth has your best interests at heart. I believe that we should live with the earth instead of in it or on it, that the home is where you make it, that to be happy does not mean the eradication of sadness, but the acceptance that it is a part of you, to breathe in and breathe out, and if that doesn't work, then just wait, and you will find the breath to get up and start a new, even grander endeavor. I believe that we write our own stories, and if we don't like them, we can write a new one, and that no matter what, we always have a choice and a chance to say no. I believe that we should never hold back love, that every person has a hug button just waiting to be pushed. And although we may press other buttons, we don't make them. So take a chance and walk up to a person you've never met and try to find that thing where you say, "You did that too, I thought I was the only one." I believe that life is short, and it doesn't matter who you love, what religion or creed that you live by, just that you live the best that you can. I believe that.
Inspired by these young minds and spirits, may we engage one another in the question.
questions of credo.
May we listen not just with our ears, but also with our hearts, open to being moved and transformed by one another's stories.
In the words of UU minister John Winthrop Brigham, go your ways, knowing not the answers to all things, yet seeking always the answer to one more thing than you know.
So may it be.